Tuesday nights just got a little bit more interesting. It's the Trash Talking Radio Show on TrashTalkingRadio.com and on the Leaf 102.1 FM.
This is the sweet sounds of 102.1 FM, The Leaf. Tonight, sit back for a three-hour marathon as we listen to our favorite 90s boy toy rocker, Ricky Martin.
That's not rock and roll. If you want rock and roll news and interviews, listen to the Trash Talking Radio Show every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be there. We dare you.
It is Trash Talking Radio Tuesday night. It's the best night of the week, and it has just gotten better as we bring on our main event guest here, one of my best friends and my favorite guys in this business. Well, actually, he's in a different business now. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, as I want to welcome back to the show the one, the only, the man, the legacy himself, New Jack. Welcome back to the show.
What's that, Mike?
Welcome back, man. It's good to have you back on. Welcome back. It's been probably about a year and a half since we had you on.
Yeah, and I noticed you ain't play my Boosie Collins rain music, so that means you must have got bought out by some white people.
Well, you know what I did was I had a system crash, and it took the songs, and I don't think I have them anymore. I was looking for them. I'm like, oh, shoot, where's New Jack's music? But my system crashed.
I don't believe that.
I'm serious, man. I lost the whole thing. I lost all the tracks.
Well, I would have sung it.
I'll do it again. You ready? I'm going to do it right now.
I want to do it. I forgot the words. I'm not doing it. I'm not participating in these illegal activities.
I'm bummed, man. I was like, I was all ready to go, and I was like, all right, I'm going to get me some Bootsy here, and I was looking. I'm like, uh-oh.
All you got to remember is who'd y'all come to see? New Jack. That's all it takes.
I was so mad.
That's all you remember, just the hook.
I was so mad because I was proud because I was like the only guy that had this theme song, and I went to play it. It's not there. I'm like, well, oh, no, that's the system that crashed, and I lost it.
Right, right.
So now I don't have it anymore, so I'm bumming.
Right. Well, that's what's up. You're still around, so, I mean, you know, that's good.
Yeah, we're...
You ain't killed Trish yet, so, I mean, you know, that's good.
I still have uses for her, so I can't kill her yet. So
I figure by now you've been choked her into a coma.
That's a lie.
All right, look, give her that shaking adult syndrome. Shake her real hard till she get whiplash.
Shake her till you hear her rattle.
Yeah.
Well, that's not long.
So now you're still in Georgia, right?
No.
No? Where are you at now? Oh, you're in Florida now.
And there's a few people know where I live, but I'm not going to say it on Trash Talk Radio.
Oh, well, that's okay.
He lives in a house.
Yeah. He lives in a well. Hopefully. So yeah, I mean we've been kind of like so tell me what you're doing a comedy thing now.
Yeah, man, I've been on the road a little bit doing this comedy thing, and it's working out real good. You know what I mean? It's like the transition from being in the ring to doing stand up comedy. You know, it's like a. It's a big transition, but it's a safer, you know, it's a safer place to be for me because I ain't got to worry about nobody hitting me in my head, and you know, I don't, you know, worry about somebody accidentally popping me inside my head, because I mean, when you're dealing with a bunch of comics, it's like being in a room full of women. You know what I mean? They know there is no such thing as a tough ass comedian. You know what I mean?
This is true.
That's like I would be more threatened by fighting Diana Ross or Aretha Franklin than I would a comic. You know what I mean? Because it's like everything that they do or say, they follow it with. If it's something stupid, they follow it with, oh, I'm a comedian. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had one to make a comment about my woman, and he almost got smacked, and then he realized that was my woman for real. You know what I'm saying? And then he backed up, like, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry, bro. Just, you know, don't forget, I'm a comedian. I said, well, don't you forget, I'll whoop your ass.
Right.
No.
I was just thinking, you know, if you're if you're one of the audience members, you know, and New Jack's up there and you don't laugh, I mean, I think I'd laugh out of fear if nothing else. You better laugh.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's my little cat fan right there. You either laugh or get stabbed.
That's right. So
now, laugh or get stabbed. So, you know, everybody like, oh, that was funny.
That's right. Now, you know, what kind of places are you? Are these like regular comedy clubs that you're playing, or are they like, do they do like, or is that what their main function is a comedy club?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, in and out of the circuit with one of the guys that works with Bonkers.
Okay.
You know, Bonkers has a pretty good name, as far as comedy. They done turned out a lot of people on Comedy Central, you know what I mean? So I've been dealing with them, you know what I mean, and doing some stuff, you know. And I got with a few cats, to try to help me out, you know, and show me the ropes or whatever of comedy. But then, you know, there's always that, you know, why does he shine more than I do, and I've been doing this longer than they have? Well, you know, I'm getting that syndrome now. So, you know, it's like my thing is, you know, just learning the transition, you know, and doing the comedy thing, whereas, you know, you cut it down, you know, to where it's something that could be a funny story, you put it in comedy form, and, you know, then, but most of my stuff is not, I don't sit up there and tell jokes. It ain't like Nana Huda, you know, or Why the Chicken Cross the Road. It ain't that guy. So I can actually take something that's been legitimately happened to me and tell people about it. So I'm more of a storyteller type than just, you know, trying to be funny. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, every time you've come on the show.
Stuff that's been happening to me on the road,
yeah.
You know, just from wrestling alone, that a lot of people find, you know, to be rather humorous. And I mean, I don't even, most of my stuff is not even built around wrestling, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, if I feel like I want to go short and just have something to fall back on, then, you know, I can think of a million things that happen, you know, on the road, you know what I mean, in the locker room, at the hotel or whatever, to tell people, you know, in a form where they would get, you know, find it rather funny, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I stick to stuff that I'm familiar with, you know.
Right.
And my whole life has been a big-ass joke. So, I mean, you know, it's not really hard to go up there and do it. It's just, you know, learn how to make your delivery, you know, and the whole nine. So,
right.
You know, and I mean, it was really funny how it really all got started, because I'm sure y'all, you know, you're familiar with Terry Lynn, or as you would know her, Terry Reynolds.
Right.
She took me to this show one night, and it was one of her friends that was performing.
Okay.
And she said, he's gay. She said, but, you know, do you mind going with me? I was like, he gay, I ain't. I'm like, I'll go with you. I mean, it's not a big deal. Well, what I didn't know was the place that we was actually going to.
Oh, no.
The gay bar. And the whole audience was gay.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Yeah.
And then this guy named Shirley Q, which is a white dude, but he looks like a broke-ass mud deer, comes out with the chocolate face paint on and a wig and a dress.
Oh, no.
And the guy really is funny, you know what I mean? But that's his gimmick. So something happened, and he got drunk. And for some reason, he fell on the stage, and, you know, we ran up there trying to pick him up or whatever. Well, I don't really remember how it exactly happened, Mike, but Terry ended up behind me, and she ended up, I don't know how the mic got in my hand. I think I took it from him when we was trying to pick him up off the ground or whatever. But the mic ended up in my hand, and not mic trash, but the microphone. And Terry pushed me out, like, out up in the front of the stage. Now, I'm sitting there, like, with about, it was dykes and gay people. Men and women.
That's probably the place I would least.
Looking at me, and I had the mic in my hand, so I just started talking crap. And they started laughing. So the owner was like, or the guy that was running the place, he was like, how long have you been doing comedy? I said, about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you're more than welcome to come down here anytime, you know, you're around or whatever. You know what I mean? He said, I'll put you on stage, no problem. So then Terry and I, we started talking about it. And then we decided that that would be a good outlet for me, you know what I mean? So then I really started digging into it and taking it serious, and I just got to the point where I'm like, you know, I can do this. It was almost like when I started wrestling, you know, once I decided to do it, you know, I put forth a lot of effort into it, and I went on and started doing it, and I've been, you know, on stage back and forth, you know, ever since. And out of that, you know, a lot of things happen with me, you know what I mean, on the personal side of my life. You know, me and Terry Lynn started dating like a year ago. Well, for those of you that know her better as Terry Reynolds, sorry to hurt your feelings, but she's taken. We started dating over a year ago, you know what I mean, and we've been, you know, my life has changed a lot. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah, I never thought I'd see you in a tie.
She has been a big influence, you know, to me, as far as, you know, not to the point of telling me what to do, not like that, but it's just, there's so many things that, you know, I'm not doing anymore because, you know, for my health, for health reasons, and then just for me personally, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, I realize that, you know, I don't have to be New Jack 24/7. You know, I don't have to be drinking and, you know, doing drugs and all this kind of crap, you know what I mean, to fit in. And I once realized, you know, once I was able to step back from that and look back into it, how big of a idiot I looked like, you know what I mean, and why so many people didn't want to be around me because of being in fear of, you don't know which one of me was going to show up for work. You know what I'm saying?
Right, sure.
So I kept wondering why I didn't have friends, and then it took her to tell me just some things that she saw me do, and she was just like, I just want to just be honest with you and give you the heads up. And it was almost like an out-of-body experience. It was like I had to step back and look at what she was talking about, and it really meant a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? And we became, over the next few months, we became closer and closer, and then, you know, the relationship started, and we've been together ever since, you know what I'm saying? And she was the first person that I've ever been with to say, you know, what you did was wrong, or what you said was wrong, you know, because, and for me to listen, you know what I'm saying, because I was always on the, you know, it's my way or no way, you know what I'm saying, and then it was just brought to my attention that, you know, you don't have to take my advice, but just hear me out, and then, you know, it kind of all started to make sense. Well, now, you know, that people see me in the position in, you know, they see me in the position that I'm in, you know, with my life and, you know, her being a part of me and me being a part of her, it's like jaw-dropping to a lot of people because they be like, well, damn, how did it happen? You know what I mean? Well, don't worry about how it happened. It has happened. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's the best thing, you know, that has been in my life, you know, the best, you know, the best times of my life has been the last 12 months. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
I just humble myself because, you know, I'm like, everybody that's ever been, that I've ever been around, they've always wanted me to fail.
No.
You know, it was like, I would get no applause going up, but they clapped like hell when I was cut down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or if I end up in jail, it's like, I told you so. You know what I mean? Or I told you he was going to do it. You know what I mean? Or when I was drinking like a fish, you know what I mean? New Jack always drunk. Damn right I was. You know what I mean? And I mean, I just got to a point where, you know, it was just one day. I just woke up and was just like, I ain't drinking no more. And she thought I was playing. You know what I mean? And Terry told me, she said, you know, it amazes me that you did something that I saw you do something almost overnight that some people can't do in a lifetime. And she said, to just wake up one morning and say, you're not going to drink anymore. She says, I've never seen that before in my life.
Wow.
You know, it's like, I just, you know, you think about what's good about it. Hey, you get drunk, you act the damn fool, you wake up the next day and you feel like you want to die. So, I mean, yeah, that's great. You know what I mean? You know, you're doing the drugs. I mean, you know, you get high, you come down, and then you feel like doo-doo for the next 3 or 4 days. That's great. You know what I mean? Well, I found other things to do with my time than that, you know, and I can honestly say that I feel a lot better, you know, health-wise, you know what I mean, and I dropped a lot of weight, you know what I mean, because, I mean, I just got tired of looking like crap, and I got tired of feeling like crap, and I got tired of being treated like crap and treating other people like that, and just, you know, the whole nine. I'm like, you know, I know it's more to life than what I've been living for the last almost 20 years, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, pulled over to the side of the road and just dumped all the trash.
That's amazing.
And made my load a lot lighter. So, you know, then I'm able to focus on what I'm doing with my life now in comparison to what I was doing with it over a year ago. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, absolutely. I'm liking all of you, man. I've known you for a while now, and you know, I want to tell you that ever since I met you, I've always been very fond of you. I've always really cared about what happened to you, and you know, I'm like in total awe that you've made all these changes, and you're like a whole new man.
Well, Mike, like I said, bro, I mean, you know what? It comes a time. You know what? It was funny when I showed up at TNA. We did TNA Hardcore Justice, right?
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
Bubba made me start a little bit, but we had, you know, we had to have a team meeting before the show, and he wrapped it up. He said, oh, and by the way, if anybody see the real New Jack, would you please bring him out? He said, go, we don't know who this guy is.
So, that's great.
And everybody started laughing because, you know, I was hearing that, you know, all night. You know, and me and D1, we sit over in the corner and laugh, you know, about a lot of stuff. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, man, well, you know what? I can't believe you and D1 are actually, you know, friends. I said, we never were not friends. I mean, you know, we played a game. We did business. You know what I'm saying? And we made money off of talking about each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But if you are marked and don't know no better, or if you're in the business or think you're in the business and don't know no better, then you would have sworn that we hated each other's guts. But we didn't, you know what I mean? But we had fun doing it, and then, you know, when it was time to put it down, we put it down, and then we did it on TV, and then everybody was like, oh, God, I thought y'all was going to kill each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is a business, you know? And what a lot of these young guys don't understand, it was like this little girl, something Smothers.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about.
I don't know if it's Tracy Smothers' daughter or grandkid or sister, or I don't know, but she's something. What's her name, Mike?
Yeah, she's coming on the show next week, actually. It's, hold on, let me look here.
Was it
Rebel Rock and Rebels.
Well, Rock and Rebels is her girlfriend, her boyfriend, or whatever. But yeah, it's shoot. Hold on.
Is it Sherry?
No, it's not Sherry. My system's not. It's
Robin,
slow. Hold on a second.
I want to say Robin.
No,
something.
It's not Robin. It's
Anyway, it's somebody Smothers.
I got it right here. Hold on. It's Jessie Bell Smothers.
Jessie Bell.
Who's
yeah.
coming
yeah,
up?
And,
yeah.
You know, she did the little Facebook thing. And, I mean, I'm putting her over. I mean, I don't even know. But, I mean, you know, and she seemed like she was real concerned because, you know, some little local mark, you know, I won't even say mark slash wrestler. I'm just going to say some little local indie mark, you know, was talking bad about her. And I guess, you know, by her not being in the business long enough to know how to ignore that kind of crap, then, you know, it kind of got up under her skin. And she posted something on Facebook about it. And I don't normally reply to people when they do that, but I could really tell she was really being sincere about, you know, this guy talking about it, and it really hurt her feelings or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I just sent her a message, and I told her, I said, you don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Right.
I said, because these are the same people that will be coming to buy a ticket to come see you when you make it to the bigger stage, and they still on the indie circuit or sitting at home mad watching you on TV.
Right.
You understand?
Sure.
And I'm like, you know, most of the guys that's on the indie circuit, you know, they're on there for one or two reasons. Either this is a dream that they're trying to outgrow, or this is a dream that they're chasing. You know what I mean? Because you look at the indie circuit, and a lot of these guys, you know, which I really get a kick out of when they say, I'm a professional wrestler, you know. Unless you done been on, and it's not even alphabetical order, but unless you have worked for ECW, WCW, WWE, or F, or made a living over in Japan, you're not a professional wrestler. There is no but. Or even include Smoky Mountain, okay? Unless you work for either or any of those companies, you're not, repeat, not a professional wrestler. You know what I mean? That's right. Almost like somebody going out and buying a Dallas Cowboy football helmet and say, I play for the Cowboys. No, you don't.
That's
and
right.
You never have. You know what I mean? A lot of these little indie guys, and some of them are just so pathetic. You know, it's like they don't work out, or they're getting a tryout with WWE or ECW. No, they're not. You know, you either are or you're not. And I normally don't even pay that crap any attention. When they start, you know, wanting to talk to me about wrestling, I'll change the subject. Even if I give them the time to talk to him, you know, I'll change the subject, because it's like there's nothing that you can do or you can say to me,
right,
impress me until I see your ass and on TV, you know, and I ain't impressed then. Mike, the only time I started back watching wrestling was when they was doing that angle with the Hardcore Justice thing, so I kind of had to find, you know, figure out the storyline behind it,
right?
You know what I mean? And it's not that I don't watch it because I don't like it. It's just that, you know, I mean, God bless anybody that's on TV getting a check every 2 weeks or every week or whatever. God bless them. I wish them well, you know what I mean? But I'm not one to sit there and just watch it. I mean, you know, my day, I laid my stuff down or sold it on Craigslist or eBay or whatever and, you know, moved on, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to leave the business before the business left me. I mean, I won't mention anybody's name, but they know who they are. You know, you got guys that work for ECW that's out there now catching the bus and going to do shows for $100, $50, and they was on WWE or ECW or whoever. You know what I mean? And they still out there getting color, and half of them done got fat and all out of shape, and they done lost all their damn teeth, and they look like garbage, and you know what I mean?
Right, sure.
And my, I ain't gonna lie, bro, I say, you know, look, I'm in the best shape of my life now that I've ever been. Okay? I look better now than I did 10 years ago.
And you know what? So, you even smile now, which is kind of different, because I'm looking at your pictures on your Facebook, and that's a different man than the man I know.
Yeah, and you know what? It hurt when I smiled at first. Because I never, you know, I've been so used to not doing it. And, I mean, Terry and Dakota, they both say, Jerome, smile. And I'll be like, you know, and then I was like, well, damn, man. And it was just really funny for me to even look at a picture with me smile. I was like, hey, it took me a minute to get used to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, because of just the way that, you know, things were, you know, and it took a lot, you know, it took a lot, you know, to change over from just being a complete ass that, because, you know, that was because I thought that was me, you know, I thought that's what everybody wanted to see, me act a damn fool. Well, I ran away a lot of people. Well, I'm glad I ran them away, because now that I... You know, I think more now than I did then. It's like, I'm glad the people that were around me are no longer around me. Now, you know, it's like, it's almost like MySpace, and not MySpace on the internet, not www dot, but my own personal space, you know what I mean? And I tell people this a lot, you know, MySpace has become a circle, and now my circle has shrunk into a dot. And if you're inside of it, be happy.
Right.
Because there's not too many people that I let in, because what I was doing, when I was on top, they hated me. You know, when I fell off, they still hated me, but they was happy to see me down. Now that I'm doing something totally different and going back on top, now they sitting back just like, damn, won't this nigga die? Or just, you know what I mean? It's just like hate for no reason. Well, I mean, you know, if I don't have to look at your face 24/7, I don't give a damn if you're mad at me or not.
Right.
You know, if you're not the last face I see at night and the first one I see in the morning, I don't give a damn about you being mad at me.
Right.
Because the ones that are mad at me wish they were me. You know what I mean? They wish they could be like me. You know? I mean, it's just like, I mean, you know, you got cats from Georgia all the way down to Philly, you know, all the way up to Philly, you know, I mean, they come out to, and they hold up their eggs, and they want to be a New Jack. I'm flattered. I ain't mad. I'm flattered. It feels good. It feels good to know that, you know, I can pass the torch, where even if I didn't pass it, you picked it up off the ground and tried to relight it, but you could still never be me.
Right.
You know? Well, understand something, I just turned 48 years old, bro. I've had my butt in a ring, and I stepped out of it because that was by choice.
Right.
You know, it was time for me to do something else.
Absolutely.
You know, could I get back in there and do it in a day or the damn week? Will I do it? No.
Well, you have nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove anymore. You've done all that.
You know, I couldn't, Mike, the only way I could outdo myself is to climb on top of the Empire State Building like King Kong and jump off.
Onto a stack of tables.
Yeah, right. And hopefully I hit a table. You know what I mean?
Hey, maybe.
It ain't nothing that I can do to outdo what I've done.
Tell me about it. That's for sure.
You know, so life goes on. You know what I mean? And I don't even, I'm just like, if you're 45, 50 years old and still trying to get in the ring, good luck. This is when somebody need to whoop your ass, because that's the kind of stuff when people say, you know, that's what make wrestling look bad.
Right.
To see somebody as old as these guys are still trying to get in the ring and want the young boys to put them over out of their respect. Well, some of these young boys need to understand something. Yeah, you're honored to be in the ring with a vet out of respect, but if your ass is 100 years old, you need to have your ass beat silly.
Can you say that again?
Shut up. Shut up. Be quiet. She's making fun of me because I wrestled one match last year, and she's saying that I shouldn't be in the ring and all that stuff. And I wrestled one match for a guy who died that I was doing it in tribute to somebody.
Well, I mean, like I said, some people do this for a hobby.
Right.
You know, and those are the ones I would like to, I would personally just like to slap upside the head when they say, oh man, I wrestle for a hobby. You know, but I'm like, well, you got the wrong attitude. You shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't be doing it. If it's a hobby, if you don't go and train and work out and you just pop in the ring maybe once or twice a month, you should quit.
Yeah,
And you know what? Comedy is so close to wrestling until it ain't funny because you got the same politics. You know what I'm saying? You got the same politics going on and the same ass kissing the whole nine. You know what I mean? But see, the good part about that is I've already been down that road of seeing the political side of wrestling, and I compare that to backstage comedy, and this is why I can advance over these guys that do comedy. You
right.
know what I mean?
Sure.
Because they're like, you seem like you're so patient, but you, it's like you're studying, and I'm like, yeah, I do. I study the game. You know what I mean?
But
I mean, it's a couple of little guys now. You know, was working with me when I started, and all of a sudden I ran past their ass so fast they were just like, you know, they don't even talk to me now. And I'm like, nigga, who are you?
That's great.
You know, you're like an indie worker, Amaro. I said, you're nobody, you're nothing.
It's funny because
and I come in not knowing, but now learning the game, and I'm blowing past them just like I did in the same thing, you know, and they just sit back like, damn, why would he just die? And bro, they ain't even seen. I mean, you ain't seen nothing yet. Believe me, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I think if wrestling didn't kill you, I doubt the comedy's going to kill you.
Uh-huh.
I said, if wrestling didn't kill you, I doubt the comedy's going to kill you.
Yeah, it'd be my luck. I'll start laughing and choke on my own spit and die.
Well, you know, it's funny. One of the things I always enjoyed about having you on was you always had stories. You always had things that just, it's like, I can't believe that really happened type stories because they were, you know, things, just the strangest things happened to you. And, you know, so I can imagine you getting up on stage. And if you just talk about what happened to you the last week, I'm sure you got stories that you could tell that would be funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike, you know what? I'm going to tell you something I did last week, which I thought, okay, this is one of the things I would tell people. Okay, we will go off into this, the holidays, right? And I started talking about Black History Month. I said, Black History Month is coming up. I said, this is the problem or the question that I have for Black History Month. I said, there was some white dude out there, he was sitting back saying, let's create Black History Month. Let's give them a month. Give black people a month. Because it used to be a week. But no, let's give them a month. And what are you celebrating? You're celebrating black people getting their ass whooped back
wow.
in the day. That's not a holiday to celebrate. That's something you wish wasn't even around. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers, I'm sorry, people picking cotton.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's something to celebrate.
That's,
you know, you're going out and you know, eating watermelon, having watermelon seed spitting contest. Oh, that's a holiday.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, I put it in a comedy form, and people really understood it. I was like, you can give us Black Friday and let us just get stuff for 3 hours for free, and y'all can have back February, because February ain't nothing but just somebody's way of saying, let's just give them a reminder once a year that we used to whoop their ass every day of the week. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've never been one, even when I had to study Black history in high school.
But, you know, the other weird part about that is that Black History Month is in the middle of winter when it's the whitest part of the year.
Right, and like I told somebody, I said, y'all complained about 28 days. I said, but you want 31 days. I said, wait, 31 days of watching reruns of Roots?
Yeah, jeez.
So I'm like, what is there to celebrate about Black History Month? It shouldn't be called a celebration. It should be called the month of a reminder.
Right.
You know what I mean? because it ain't nothing that I've seen about Black History Month that anybody should re-celebrate other than it don't happen no more.
Right.
You know, okay, Black History Month, we couldn't vote. Oh, that's something to celebrate. But yeah. Now we can.
Yeah.
You know, okay, well, celebrate voting then, but don't celebrate. Ain't nothing about Black History Month that was happening to me. Because
right.
I was around at when Black people couldn't vote. I was born.
Hmm. Wow.
You know, so I'm just a bit confused about the whole thing when they start talking about Black History Month. You know, we gonna celebrate Black History Month. And it's like, it's almost like you spend a month preparing for one day, Christmas, or 2 or 3 weeks preparing for one day, Thanksgiving. What preparations do you make to celebrate Black History Month? You got a whole month, and it ain't nothing to celebrate.
Right.
It's something to be reminded of what happened.
Right.
Okay? And I don't see nothing funny about Black History Month and nothing about celebrating, because there is nothing to celebrate.
You know, I never really thought of it like that.
Like I said, Mike, I don't go at people with jokes. It's like, I'll just tell you how I feel.
And
I'll put it in a form where you might think it's funny. You might not.
Well,
but you got to sit there and listen to me until I'm done.
And you know what? That's actually a good point. I never really thought about that until you just started saying that. And, you know, and I was thinking, well, if we had a White History Month, that would be a bad thing, because then people would show up in, like, you know, KKK outfits or something.
Huh?
I said White History Month would be like if all the white guys showed up in KKK outfits or something, you know?
Right. I went off into the whole thing. Okay, we got Miss Black America. Okay, what if they had a Miss White America? Well, they did have one, but then it was just kept under wraps. Because back in the day, Black women would never get selected to even be given a chance to be Miss America. You
right.
know, but then enough people started to complain about it, and then they were like, oh, well, we better change our policy. You know, Black people standing up now, you know, so we'll let a couple of them win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But this was something else I said, you know, and one of the guys that was there, he was like, well, a few people, they were like, oh, my God, I never thought about that. There was Terry Lynn and I were watching TV one night. And it says, there was a commercial came on, and it says, if you're Black and single, call this number. We are guaranteed to find you a date.
What?
And I said, now, if that ain't reverse racism, I have never seen it.
That's pretty weird.
Because if white people did that, bruh,
okay.
NAACP, Al Sharpton, Martin Luther King, and Corona would come up out the grave, and Farrakhan and everybody would be marching on something to say, for whites only. You know what I mean? But this was on TV for real. And it's like, so if your name is Shaniqua, call in. But if you're Debbie or Marsha, don't call. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess some people say, well, man, you ought to be good at, you know, you ought to be thankful. I'm like, you know, it ain't, you know what? I don't like people giving me stuff. I like earning it and taking it. You know what I mean?
Right.
See, I like going in and getting it, when you can say, we don't have a choice.
Right.
You know, we don't like it, but it's worth the risk. We don't have a choice. But don't just put me somewhere just for satisfaction of making other people shut up.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was, you know, that goes back to the whole New Jack thing. Me and Paulie, I mean, we had a love-hate relationship. Okay. We wasn't that fond of each other, but Paulie knew that New Jack was a draw. If you could just keep him from drugs and getting drunk, New Jack was fine to work with. And we tolerated each other until we couldn't no more. And when the bus stopped, I got off. you know, and everybody else stayed on until it smashed into a wall. You know, but it was just like, okay, he done messed up again. I'm going to send him home, but I'll bring him back.
Right.
You know, and it's like I came in and took what was mine. You know, I put me and Mustafa on the map. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I'm just like, you know, it's just like now with this whole comedy New Jack thing, oh, I still got the name New Jack. You know what I mean? And I'm and that's what I'm playing off of as far as this comedy thing. You know, so it's just, you might consider me like the, not the maddest black comedian on the planet, but you would consider me, I'll talk more than anybody you ever seen in your life.
Right. But, you know, you
and
say
you don't
it as
like
it is.
And you just don't like it. You know
right.
what I mean? But it's like what I say is true.
Right. Absolutely.
You know? I just add my little flavor to it. That's all.
Well, you've always been one to speak your mind, and that's one thing that I always admired about you, is you weren't afraid to say what you felt.
Well, Mike, I can't be no other way. You know, it's like if I like you, I like you. If I don't like you, I don't like you.
Right.
And if I had a problem with you, you would know. And you would hear it from me. You wouldn't hear it per that person, third, fourth, fifth party. You hear it from me. If I didn't like you, I just didn't like your ass.
Right.
You know? And I mean, it's not like I said, it's just like now, you know, as far as the wrestling game, I don't step so far back away from that. You know what I mean? It's like I still see, I saw people show up at TNA with get a little. And I thought it was funny because I'm like, you know, you can look, you know, you can mean mug all day long. But if you run over here at me, I'm going to cut your ass.
Right.
That hadn't changed. You know, but I'll invite you in my den before I decide to feed you.
Right.
I ain't going to go and get you. I'll let you come to me. You know, that's the difference now. Whereas I don't go out hunting. I'll let you fall into my trap.
There you go. Let them come to you. Wow.
And I like it that way.
Well, this is definitely a different you, and I really, I'm really proud. Well, I hope to, this doesn't offend you, but I'm really proud that you were able to, you know, turn this corner and get into this other other business. I mean, comedy, I think you're, I loved your stories. I think you tell great stories.
Well, Mike, you know, one of the things that I would say, and I don't even have to mention names, but you look at a lot of people from ECW that's still in the business. I'm going to put it like that. I've narrowed it down. They're still in the business and live up north. Wait, I narrowed down even more. They're still in the business and live from Philly up. Okay?
Right.
They live anywhere near 95. Yeah, it's real narrow now.
You want to just give the address while you're at it?
All right. Okay, so it's real narrow now. Right? What could they do if they couldn't wrestle?
Right.
Could you see them going in somewhere applying for an application? No. Applying for a job? No. Or typing in or going on the internet saying, I want to come work, and then when they look at them, they be like, man, hell no. You know, it's like, what are they going to do after they can't do this no more? Well, most of them will probably be dead anyway.
Right.
You know, because I done ran into a lot of them, and they still doing drugs. They done smoked up so much crystal meth that all their damn teeth done fell out. They look like doo-doo. And I'm just like, God bless you.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I run into a lot of them in the indie scene
and
still.
And like I said, I don't wish nothing bad on nobody, you know what I mean? Because the things that you've done to people, you know, you don't have to wish nothing bad on them because it's going to eventually come back around that corner and grab them in the ass and then remind them. You know, I don't wish nothing bad on nobody because, you know, I got enough people hating me as it is. You know? And I tell people in a minute, you know, your dream is my reality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I mean, I don't walk around with a shirt on saying, this is my woman. But Terry Lynn, that's my baby, bro. And I mean that for real. I mean, she know me better than anybody on this planet. I'm talking about even family members. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, you know, she knows me inside and out. Just like I know her that way. That's what put us together.
And you know what's funny is I've known you for a long time, and I've never heard you talk like this about any woman. All the women that you've talked about were, you know, I'm going to just leave her on the street somewhere. And this is actually very cool.
Yeah, like some old nasty, stinky, whatever, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I mean, bro, the suicide rate went up by 20% when people found out me and her were dating.
Yeah, well, you know what? I fantasized about her a lot in my younger days. So
I'm sure, like, you know what, Mike? A lot of people have.
And I'm jealous of you, man. I saw that picture of you, too, and I'm like, wow, I want that. I love her. I think she's
you know? She's, and I mean, and that's why I said, I mean, that's my baby. That is my baby. You know what I mean?
I had her
in a way that the respect that we have for each other, it's just like it's unreal.
Well, you know what? It proves one thing. That the power...
They proved that they didn't know New Jack the way they thought they did.
Well, that too. And
that's what it proved.
And the power of the female genitalia is a lot more powerful than our power.
Say what?
If the woman knows how to use it, the power of the female genitalia is a whole lot more powerful than ours.
No, man, that ain't got nothing to do with it. You can get cootie on any corner. You know what I mean? You can get that anywhere. I mean, you know, I ain't never had no problem in that area, but I mean, like I said, it hadn't been too many women that I have gave a damn about way I feel about her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's...
And I'm not going to, you know, I don't have to just broadcast, you know, me and our relationship, but I'm just, you know, just, I mean, everybody and their mama already know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just confirming it, just so people will know. No, it's not a work. This is for real.
Right. Well, but the thing is, she made you decide.
Uh-huh.
She made you feel that you now want it to change. You didn't. No one told you you had to change. You changed because you wanted to, and that's a very cool thing, you know.
Right. You know, it was just like, I mean, you know, I didn't have to do. I mean, she has to do nothing. It was just me. I was just like. Well, I done acted a dumbass for 40-something years. Well, let's try something different.
Right, right.
That's what I did. And that's what I'm still doing.
Right.
You know, and I'm totally happy right now. I'm happier than I've been in my life, just with my whole life overall. You know, so it's like people can just go back there and just sit in the corner and be like, damn!
Right.
Why don't he just die? You know? Damn. And I always tell people, I ain't gonna never die long. They make DVDs. I'm always be around.
Hey, now you got something really good to live for too. I mean, geez.
You know?
Hey.
And I mean, Mike, this is the good part because she's my agent and my woman.
Right.
Then. It ain't like, you know, it's like, you know, we are together regardless, period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Period. You know, and I ain't going to beat that horse too much longer, but I'm just letting you know, bro, there's mine and I'm hers, and for those that fantasize about it, that's all you can do. Just
right.
Keep buying our merchandise and fantasizing.
There you go. That's awesome, man.
Oh, God. I'm good, man.
So I don't want to forget this, but happy birthday. I know you just had a birthday a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I just turned 25 again.
25 again. I'm right with you, man. You and I were born right around the same time. I'm 25.
I ain't lying, Mike. I mean, dude, I'm like 48 now, man. I'm just like... I don't feel it yet. I don't know how it's supposed to feel. I'm like, okay, are you supposed to, I mean, what happens when you know what I mean? Because people say, damn, you 40, you damn near 50. I'm like, okay, so I don't see myself changing too much more in two more years. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
and
that's...
if I can maintain what I'm maintaining now, I think I'm doing pretty good.
I want to see this comedy. I want to see a DVD video of you telling. I want to see a DVD of you up at this comedy place.
Say it again.
I want to see a DVD of you at the comedy place.
Well, I'm working on some stuff up north right now, and if everything goes through, trust me, I'll let you know.
Oh yeah, I'll be there. You tell me, I'll be there, man.
And you can come up there and check that out.
I miss you, man. I miss talking to you. I miss seeing you around. You know, it's been a long time. I know. Usually the time I hear from you is when you change your phone number.
Well, Mike, you know what? I had this number a year.
Yeah, wow. I know. That's what I thought was amazing is that, you know, you hadn't changed your number in a long time.
Yeah, you know, I've had this number a year. You know, I mean, it may be one or two people that got it that, you know, shouldn't have it, but thank God that I have a thing on my phone called call block.
He hasn't blocked me yet, so that's good.
You know, if I have given my number out to the wrong person, then call block, and that's the end of that.
That's true. And that's
All you can do now is be mad at me and send me messages on Facebook. Then you know what I mean? And I don't pay that crap no attention. I mean, you know, I go on there for like, you know, giggles, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's just, I can't sleep. I got insomnia while I go on Facebook, you know what I mean?
I remember when you first got involved in the internet,
you know,
too.
That's it. You know, that's as close as I let people get to me now, Facebook.
But that's closer than a lot of the wrestling. I mean, a lot of the internet's really made guys, fans, be able to touch and talk to their idols and stuff. Uh-oh, did we lose him? I think we may have lost him.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think we lost him. Well, that's a horrible thing.
Wow.
Well, golly.
That's unbelievable.
Golly. Well,
that is really unbelievable. That almost doesn't sound like the other New Jack.
It's a whole lot different guy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess since he's gone and it's really time to wrap it up, I think we had a pretty good interview. And you know what? It wasn't what I was expecting. It wasn't, you know, the storytelling New Jack. It was we got inside New Jack. We got to see the side that you and I saw years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We got to see
the one that changed
right now.
My whole new respect for him.
And that, to me, is really cool that we had that opportunity to actually see New Jack, well, at least show you guys the New Jack that we know. Because you know the New Jack from TV. You know the New Jack that's going to kick your butt and it's going to, you know, rip you apart, and the scary New Jack. This is the New Jack that I know.
Yep.
The one you just heard now is the guy that I know when I talk to him. Guess what? He's calling back.
All right.
There you are.
I don't know what happened, bro. I'm actually driving right now, so I might have hit a dead spot.
I was just wondering if we were going to get back to you, but yeah, you popped back up, so that's good. So
yeah, so. But no, man. Like I said, Mike, everything is good right now.
It sounds
everything is good.
This is the happiest I may have ever heard you. This is like it's like a new.
I feel better than I felt. You know what I mean? And I can't say I feel better than I felt in a long time. I feel better than I've ever felt.
Yeah. You know what it is? It sounds like you're at peace for the first time. You know. For the first time, you're actually at peace.
Okay, say it again.
I said, it sounds like you're at peace for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You're not like...
And it feels good, man. You know what I'm saying? It feels good.
You're not a conflict with anybody. You're just kind of like, you're doing your thing, and you're enjoying life, and, you know, you have things to look forward to, and it's awesome to hear you not... under any influences, illegal influences or, you know, alcoholic influences. I like this.
Well, I mean, like I said, bro, it just comes to a point, Mike, where, you know, you keep doing it and, you know, you cut your life short or you stop. You know what I'm saying? And I just got to that point where I was like, I quit.
Right.
You know, and going back to Terry, she was like, that takes a lifetime for people to do. She's, I've never seen anybody just quit.
Right. Well, I'm proud of you, man.
I went back one time and drunk a beer, Mike, and I took two sips out of it and almost threw up.
Wow.
Because I hadn't had it in so long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how many times we interviewed you from a bar room.
Huh?
I don't remember how many times I interviewed you from a bar room.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know how many times I interviewed you from a bar room.
I know. You know what I mean? And how many promos and shoot DVDs and Terry Funk bangles out and showed up drunk and peeled up like I did again. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, man, that's enough of that. You know what I mean? Enough of that. You know? So I just quit, bro.
Well, that's awesome.
You know? And I mean, I lost all that damn belly. Well, I was a 48 in the waist. I mean, you know, I done got down to like 38.
Wow.
I'm 225. You know, I'm back to my playing weight. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's awesome, man.
And I'm not looking back at nothing. It's just all of my, you know, it's like my whole life is just focused on going ahead. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time, man, you know.
That's awesome.
I ain't got time. You know, I mean, with the boys still in the business or they're trying to still be in it, or for those that think they're in it and they're not really, but they go out there, dress up and play wrestler every weekend, God bless them. I wish all of them well.
Right. And it's great because you don't necessarily need that anymore, and you're doing something you like to do, and that's great. I wish everybody could find that feeling of...
I swear to God, if I got in the ring and somebody swung a chair at me, I'll be in jail for murder.
Probably.
Because, dude, I am so far not tuned into that no more. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, I've had people that ask me, well, would you come to the show and do a run-in and hit somebody across the side of the head? And I'm like, for what? So I'm like, for what? Why am I gonna do it? For what? No.
I hear New Jack doing a make love, not war.
Frank, you remember you know Frank Goodman, right?
Sure. Yeah, I know Frank.
Well, Frank is doing a show Orlando on the on March 26th, I believe, and. I think Kamala's going to be there. There's a few people going to be on the show, right?
Right.
And I'm going to do an appearance.
That's cool.
But I have on a suit.
Yeah.
And I ain't taking it off.
Cool.
Well, I'm not doing it. It's like when I go to work now, I put on a suit. If I'm doing big comedy, I go... Slack, shirt, suit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And my forehead looked just like it did before I got up on stage. It looked the same way when I come off.
Right.
You know? And I ain't got to go up there, but sometime 5 minutes, sometime hour, you know what I mean? But that's all it takes.
Wow.
And I'm paid. Thank you. Have a nice night. Good night.
That's awesome, man. Well, keep in contact and let me know when you're coming up this way, because I definitely would come to see it.
Mike, I sure will, man.
I love the new Jack.
You know what? I don't think it's the new one. I just think the old one just I put him back in the suitcase.
Well, you know,
I've always been me. It's just
right.
You know, it was just a little switch that I could turn on and off, and I decided to leave it on for most of my life. You know what I mean? And I just realized that I don't have to live like that. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Well, you know, it's funny because when we lost you for a few seconds, I was just saying to Trish. That was the what I was saying is that people that came to listen to this interview expecting the crazy New Jack and all that stuff. I said what you heard was the New Jack that I met off the wrestling area. The New Jack that when we sat and talked and you know stuff like that. This is the New Jack that I know. The New Jack in the ring is a different person. That's not the one that I know. I mean, that guy is a guy I've never been in the ring with or around the ring with. But
look
this
out
is
light
you know,
tubes.
This is the guy that I know when we talked in various different times.
But dude, you know what? I can sleep better at night. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're living more of a family life now than the way it was. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the only The only tell I gotta chase is the one I want to chase, which is mine.
There you go.
You know, which is the one that belongs to me.
Good deal.
You know what I mean? And I got enough woman that I don't need. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine. Believe me, that I am totally happy right now with my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
But to have Terry Lynn and Dakota, I don't need anything else.
Right. Well, that's awesome,
that's
man.
That's great.
Well, I just want to thank you.
I'm right there.
I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us. And you know, as always, you're the. I love talking to you, man. You're just a very great person in my eyes, and even better now. I think it's awesome.
You know, so, but I mean, I plan on keeping this number. You know, and I mean, you know, you know how to get in touch with me now, or you know, through Facebook or whatever.
Right.
You know, when something big happens, you know, and I know it's something really worth talking about. You know, I'll get in touch with you and let you know what's going on. In the meantime, you know, off the radio, call me whenever, or you know, message me whenever, and you know, we'll stay in touch.
How about a new promo for the Trash Talking Radio Show from the kindler, gentler New Jack?
You know, and just, but it's still okay to grab Trish by her shoulders and shake her every now and then, real hard, just shake her.
That's awesome. How about a promo for the Trash Talking Radio Show as the new Jack?
Do what?
How about a new promo for the Trash Talking Radio Show?
Cut a promo for the, you said for the new Jack?
Yeah.
God bless you and be well. Peace.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I think that was it. We got to wrap this up. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed that. That was truly the opposite of anything anybody would have expected. Next week we have Tracy Smothers' daughter coming on, Jessie Bell Smothers, and who knows what other surprises that we've got in store for you. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know I did, and I'm sure Trish did as well.
This was the new Jack that we met down in
years
Maryland.
And years
this is
ago.
The one. This is the new Jack that changed my opinion of him when I first hated him, and I would cry and I'd leave whenever
no,
he
don't
would come
have
on.
Him on.
No, you remember that. And then we sat there and we talked to him that night, and this is like, wow. So this is the new Jack that I remember from back then.
Well, all I could say is that, you know, this is what it's all about, and everybody can change, and just sometimes you need a motivation. So thank you again, and next week I hope to see you guys, hear you guys, and hope you'll be listening in. This is Mike Trash and Trish signing off till next week. And this one goes out to Nietzsche. This is his favorite song in the whole world. We're still the one.